A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. What a beautiful story of faith. What a beautiful story of love. It reminds me of the title of Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village. No human growth or development, no healing, whether of soul or body, happens in isolation. All of creation is intimately interrelated. We need each other. The gospel story also brought to my mind a short piece I saw on the Today Show on TV recently. The piece was about the enormous refugee crisis in the Central Republic of Africa. A beautiful little girl, maybe 8 or 10 years old, who has lost her mother, father, sister, brother, and grandparents to violence in the area. She actually witnessed her mother's murder. Tearfully, prays to God for help as she is enveloped in the loving embrace of others of those suffering refugees, the vast majority of whom are children. They are now her family, a living image of faith and love reflective of our gospel story. Indeed, we need each other. In the story from Mark's gospel, emboldened by their faith in the power of Jesus to heal, as well as by their love for their paralyzed friend, the four determined men call upon their human ingenuity to get him near to Jesus, in fact, in front of Jesus, despite the press of a huge crowd. And Jesus rewards their efforts magnanimously. The man's sins are forgiven, his paralysis is cured. Here in chapter 2 of Mark's Gospel, we see the early signs of threatening anger and controversial dialogues between Jesus and the scribes and Pharisees that will grow throughout the coming chapters, ultimately leading Jesus to the cross. His identity as Son of Man, revealed through his ministry of forgiveness and healing, is mysterious even to his closest followers. To his enemies, the scribes and Pharisees here, it is a great source of conflict. What, I wonder, was going on in the minds and hearts of the four men in the story? Clearly, they are receptive to God's healing power being exercised in and through Jesus. I wonder if they might not have been surprised to find themselves transformed and healed in the process of what they witnessed. As Jean Vanier, founder of Larch Communities, has written, quote, "Through being with broken people, our own brokenness is uncovered," end quote. Perhaps the invitation to us in this remarkable account of faith and love is an invitation to heighten our awareness of our own need for healing, even as we at the same time call upon our own faith in and love of both God and neighbor to be with us in our vulnerability. The story surely is our story too.